We're hoping by the 5th year anniversary of this show,
right,
when Boomer then announces that he's signed on for 5 more because he's promised me the 10,
right,
that by then, Eddie's a full part of the team.
You know, I was driving.
Right. We're hoping.
I was driving the other day, you know, and I'm going, where am I? Who am I?
You
what
know,
am
Boomer,
I doing?
Where
am
it dawned I going? On you that it'll be in only like 6 months that 4 years will have passed you by?
I mean, it's ridiculous.
What
man.
Was faster, your first 4 years in the NFL, your first 4 years here in the fan?
Right here.
That's right.
You know why? Because it's a full-time job and it goes year-round. The NFL, at least you had like 4 months off.
Little break. All right, Jerry Ramos here. Then we'll get back to your calls at 7 o'clock. If you're a die-hard NFL fan, it's time for you to voice your disgust at the players and the owners right here on the air, and they're all listening. What do you got, Jerry?
Sponsored by the Feld Law Firm, New York's premier personal injury firm. Last night in Orlando, Dwight Howard, good early. Jameer Nelson, great late.
Nelson puts it up. Puts it in. Jameer Nelson can't miss in the second half.
Mike Breen and MSG, 11 straight points in the fourth quarter for Nelson, who scored 23 of his 26 in the second half. The Magic held off the Knicks, didn't cover, 116-110. Mike D'Antoni, after watching Nelson go off.
Jameer hit some big shots for him and got away from us.
Amari Stoudemire had 30 in the losses. The defensive effort poor in the third and fourth quarters.
In the second half, I think just we didn't quite get stops when we needed to.
Or ever, really. The Magic scored an ungodly 69 points in the second half. Carmelo Anthony says that's what happens when you finally lock down Howard and forget about everybody else.
Just open the court up for Jameer, for Anderson. They hit some big shots out there.
Making matters worse, Chauncey Billups, who had 30, left with a quad injury.
Yeah, just got a knee.
And that knee to the quad resulted in a
deep contusion.
I mean,
it was basically a two-man show last night for Orlando. And that happens sometimes. Those guys get paid to play, too?
Yes, they do get paid. No telling if Billups will play tonight against the Hornets, but if he doesn't, Stoudemire says no worries. Chauncey, good, but he's not the end-all, be-all.
He's top of the echelon, you know, and when he's out of the game, we still can run a successful offense. Just have to get our chemistry down as far as our plays.
As expected, the Knicks signed Jared Jeffries and claimed Derek Brown off waivers from Charlotte. Former net Troy Murphy signed with the Celtics. Miami expected to sign Mike Bibby. The NFL and the Players Association met in Washington Tuesday. CBA expires tomorrow night. The players getting a big win in court Tuesday, a judge ruling that the owners could be prevented from using nearly $5 billion of TV revenue during a lockout.
By the way, is it true? I did not see this myself. A buddy of mine said he was watching PTI yesterday.
Right.
And I guess they do a Q&A with the players at the Combine, Boomer. You would know this, having gone through it.
Right.
And they sometimes throw like quick, literally dumb questions at you just to see if you panic under the pressure of being asked quick questions.
Right.
And then one of the questions they ask these players are, what does a table and a chair, what do they have in common?
Legs.
Good job, Boomer.
Yeah.
Do they do that?
Yeah.
They really do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's
slow bringing like into the bright spotlight.
All
right, 5 quick questions, very simple, ready. A table and a chair, what do they have in common?
Legs. And the floor.
Oh, yeah, the floor.
Right.
So I mean, somewhere. Who gets that wrong?
You know, the thing about it is what you know, these interview process is you only have like 15 to 20 minutes with each of these players, and you're trying to get as much as you can down. Now, the interesting thing is if you have the number one overall pick in the draft,
right.
I mean, you could spend hours upon hours upon hours meeting these guys on their campuses and going to see them and talking to them and trying to find out whether or not you want to invest the $50 million that it's going to take.
Because you're proverbially on the clock.
Oh, I'm telling you, man. And you got to make sure you get the right decision. You want the Sam Bradford. You want the Matthew
Stafford. Would that stop you from drafting a guy?
You don't want the Jamarcus. Yes.
So if you said to a guy, what does a table and a chair have in common?
Well, I don't know.
And the guy stumbled. And he's like, I don't know.
Why every year there's a guy there's always like 10 or 15 guys that are red flagged for whatever reason.
Okay.
It could be a drug situation. It could be an intellectual situation. It could be anything. And they try to go as deep as they possibly can into the background of the player to make sure that they get the right guy.
That was the whole thing who was it last year with the mom allegedly the prostitute and all that nonsense, right? Remember that they really? Wasn't it Dez Bryant?
Yes.
With a really offensive questioning about his mom being a hooker or
That's
something
right.
He was
like
the
that?
Miami GM, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Is your mom a hooker?
Jeff
what?
Maryland.
Yeah, I think so.
Remember that whole thing?
Yep. What are you talking about?
Is your mom a hooker? What?
I mean, but let me ask you a question.
She did what she had to do.
But let me ask you a question. No, he fell all the way to the Cowboys, okay?
Right.
So obviously people had red flagged
him. There were some issues with him
and said,
as well.
But what are those issues? Those issues usually are the way that you grow up, where you know, the environment that you live in.
Sure.
And what your sensibilities are about, you know, respect for, you know, the people that are in charge.
Fair enough.
You know, how do you get along with a coach? What are you going to do when the coach yells at you? How are you going to react to that? There's a lot of that stuff that goes on. And how are you going to fit into the locker room? And what kind of negative impact will you have, or what kind of positive impact?
Well, coming up at 7:30, I've put together a 5-question exam for Loops and for Jerry Rello. And it'll be a timed exam.
Oh, good.
So it's going to be rapid fire, bang, 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 bang.
Right.
And we'll see how they do under pressure. Okay,
Failed
boom?
Miserably.
All right. You'll have 5 questions each.
Can't wait.
And the other person will not get to hear the questions, so I'll give you both the same 5 questions.
All right.
We'll put on some headphones. We'll put in some light music.
Right.
And you have no idea what the question is.
Yep. Very good.
It's very exciting.
Jets place a 1st and 3rd round tender on Antonio Cromartie and Santonio Holmes. They place a 2nd round tender on Brad Smith. Patriots signed defensive tackle Marcus Stroud. And Carson Palmer says he's absolutely not going back to Cincinnati. Has $80 million in the bank. Doesn't need to play for money. Wants to play.
Yeah, and that's the average fan can certainly relate to that. Another example of a player in this case, because owners are guilty too, of a player just not getting it, bitching and moaning
about
having $80 million in the bank.
No, he's not bitching and moaning about that.
No. Life isn't fair. I have to play for the Bengals. Wah! Go drive a truck.
First of all, you know, you don't know if that came out of Carson Palmer's mouth.
Yeah, he did a TV interview in Cincinnati.
No, he did not do a TV interview in Cincinnati. I know the guy who reported it. It did not come from Carson per se. It came from somebody who's a friend of Carson.
Is that right?
That it would be like me telling you something. And then you running over to, like, let's say, Michael K. Ooh, guess what Boomer said? Guess what Boomer said?
I would never do that.
And said to him, and then Michael K. reported something.
But I would never do that, Boomer, because I understand the code of keeping your lip zip.
Well, so certainly what ended up happening was somebody spoke about a conversation that they supposedly had with Carson Palmer, and then the local news guy there.
I'm just saying what WCPO said.
Yeah, Denny Jansen. I know
Quote,
Denny very well.
I have $80 million in the bank. Cincinnati Television cited Palmer as saying in a report on its website.
They cited Palmer as saying
but
to
I'm,
somebody else.
But I'm saying
else.
It accurately.
They didn't say it to the people
Quote,
at WCPO.
Quote, I don't have to play football for money. I'll play for love of the game, but that would have to be elsewhere. Wow.
Well,
I only have $80 million in the bank. Life sucks. Shut up.
Bottom line is that, you know what?
Because that goes a long way with fans. That's right.
I feel the boy's pain.
You do. That's right. But you know what? When you left the Bengals, did you have $80 million in the bank?
I did not.
Did you publicly complain, wow, life sucks. It's not fair. Wow.
No, I privately went into the ownership.
You did it
and
with
I said,
class.
Well, I just said to them, listen, I'd like to be traded. You fired the coach who I believed in and who made me the player that I was. And now that he's not going to be here, I just don't think this is a good spot
for me. So you mean
me.
you didn't have people on and Team Boomer out there saying, this sucks, I hate it here.
I didn't hate it there.
Right.
I actually liked
You know what
it
I'm
there.
Saying, though?
I'm nuts. I liked it
Carson
there.
Palmer. Good. Take your $80 million and shut up. You never
so
won
much
anything.
There that I actually
you overrated
went back
quarterback.
My final year.
Yeah. What did Carson Palmer ever do? Nothing.
Well,
that's
you know
right.
what? He's playing with a bunch of lunatics out
that's
there.
Right. He had a home playoff game. Couldn't beat the Jets. Shut up. What else you got, Eddie?
Eddie or me?
Oh, I forgot that you were doing that.
You ready? You want to go?
Go ahead.
Another rough night for your Rangers, Boone.
And the pass that gets through. Sakara walks it. It's tipped in. Jochen Hesch held in front.
Gave the Sabres a 3-1 lead. They beat the Rangers 3-2. John Forslund versus Blue Shirts 4-9-1 in their last 14 games. Brandon Dubinsky says not good.
It's a bit of a missed opportunity.
The Rangers sleptwalked through the first 2 periods.
The problem is that they've been one of the worst teams since the All-Star break. One of the worst teams.
And they're only 1 point ahead of 8th place Carolina.
There's a new song that's going to be coming
out. How about the three points in front of Buffalo, but Buffalo has 3 games at hand.
Correct.
The Rangers have only 17 games left. And what's the new game? What's the new song?
Well, Billy Joel has a new album coming out.
Yeah,
and I think he's premiering it with Elton John at the Garden this summer.
Right.
And he's taking some of his classics and he's rewriting them, apparently.
Okay.
Give us one?
Say goodbye to Tortsy. Say goodbye, my baby.
No, they're not gonna get rid of that.
Say goodbye to Tortsy.
They've had so many injuries, you can't fire them.
Back-to-back years out of the playoffs and the FUBAR against the Capitals 2 years ago. Goodbye.
No, here's the thing. When you watch this team play, you could tell that they are playing hard. It's a very likable team. And John Tortorella has been the one telling Glenn Sather, hey, we've got to keep this group of kids together. Do not trade bits and pieces away to bring in a guy like Brad Richards for only 17 games. Well, let's go get Brad Richards as a free agent in the offseason and keep these guys, and now you got something.
Agreed. Islanders were beaten in overtime by the Capitals.
No, I don't think so, dude.
Say goodbye to say hey there.
Never.
That guy, Teflon GM.
You got that right.
We'll talk about that when the Yankees get eliminated. What else you got?
Mets lose to the Nationals 5-3 and the Yankees
are
yesterday.
You're an idiot. Really, you are.
Shut up by the Pirates 2-0.
And by the way.
Yes? Go ahead.
My team lost last night.
I was waiting to get to that prime time.
Yeah, we lost.
Don't think I have it on my list.
Yeah, I know you
do. I have it on my list. 8 o'clock, prime time.
We lost
Boomer
6-4.
And the black team.
Yeah.
In the in their version of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. Losers.
I kind of pulled a Gavrik last night.